Today is the third day of Senate hearings into the federal government's cuts and changes to the NDIS. And yesterday, the Senate committee was delivered a blunt message from the Human Rights Commission.
In its current form, do you think that the bill should proceed?
No. I think it needs to stop and slow down.
That's Rosemary Kayes there, the Disability Discrimination Commissioner, speaking yesterday. She also raised concerns around entrenched gender inequality, a lack of accountability, and the very limited consultation period over the changes. The Commissioner joins me now. Rosemary Kayes, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
You say that the government needs to halt this process and engage in meaningful consultation. What's missing here in the process?
There's a lack of transparency in a lot of this reform process, and there's some sweeping changes. And so one would expect that with the biggest social policy investment in Australia since Medicare, that there would be a really heavy evidence base behind such sweeping reforms. And at the moment, we're not seeing a lot of transparency for that evidence base and that analysis.
You hold many concerns, and you say the changes which are being proposed will affect the human rights of Australians with disability. Can you tell me about that?
Well, it may have regressive impacts. I mean, that we're seeing a 50% cut in terms of community participation, a significant cut in terms of community participation. And there's a slight irony to that. The whole concept behind the NDIS was so people with disability weren't socially isolated. And as we heard from the 4.5 years of evidence of the Disability Royal Commission, when people are isolated, they become vulnerable to abuse, violence, neglect and exploitation. I mean, the evidence has clearly been there for many years about the fact that the more socially isolated people are and the less that they can develop trusting relationships out in the community, the more vulnerable they are. And so it's very difficult to see that this is maintaining its human rights focus when it's rolling back and has never addressed some of the systemic failures that were built into the system in the first place. I mean, fundamentally, a lot of community participation should have been driven by the Australian Disability Strategy, and that required a strong working relationship and leverage on the states to be able to do their part about driving mainstream access and inclusion. But that wasn't what happened. What happened was the states handed over the money, wiped their hands of disability, or significantly rolled it back. And so we don't see an increase in mainstream accessibility. And so the NDIS has been left carrying burden and doing all the heavy lifting. Now, that doesn't say that you then come in and reduce the supports that people need to be able to be participating members of the community. And the fraud markets, we have this assumption that the markets will solve the problem in terms of delivering social policy. But we see time and time again the reality of markets. Now, the reality of markets, and this is going to sound really dorky of me, but the reality of markets was explained to us several hundred years ago by Adam Smith. Markets work for markets. They work for the capital that's in markets. And fraud comes up every time we overly privatise and try and leave it to the market to solve the problem. We see it in aged care. We've seen it in childcare. And we've seen it in disability. So it's good to see that the agencies yesterday evening that were appearing before the commission are getting a coordinated focus on having tight, stringent fraud mechanisms across the related agencies. But why is this happening in 2026? Why didn't it happen in 2014? And the lack of accountability. I mean, the minister bookended his press club conference, press club speech, sorry, with the claim that the NDIS is a great human rights achievement, and he's set out his plan and ended it with, you know, with this, the NDIS will be a great human rights achievement. And my international role means that I can say quite confidently that, yes, this is a world-leading program in its original conceptualisation. My fear is, without greater accountability and scrutiny of this process, we are sliding backwards and regressing back more to where we came from. And that's concerning.
Rosemary Kayser, I want to thank you for joining me this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.